Brad, joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning is Mike Vizzola, director of the North Central Connecticut Chamber of Commerce. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Dan. Morning, Brad.
Good morning. Good morning.
And you've got the big home show, home and product show coming up this weekend.
That's right. It's our 49th annual home and product show. We're holding it at the former Walmart on Prospect Hill Road in East Windsor. Walmart's been gracious enough over the past 3 years to donate the facility to us. Oh. It's just laying there dormant, so we get to use it once a year and fill it up and have all sorts of activity going on through the weekend.
How long does it take you? This is a big, tremendous, very popular show. Uh-huh. How long does it take you to put this whole thing together?
Well, so the show runs through this Sunday. We'll start planning next year's show, which is going to be our 50th anniversary on Monday.
Wow.
We really start to get everything underway somewhere around August and September to, start actually implementing our marketing plans and the floor plan and whatever it might be. And our home show chairman, Gary Cody, can't thank him enough. He really puts all the weight on his shoulders and carries it across the river for us. It's incredible the work he does for us.
So people going to the show this weekend, what can they expect to see?
We have about 125 vendors right now. We still have a few booth spaces available, so if you want to get in the show, we can squeeze you in there. But we have incredible activities for kids, celebrity appearances. Some of our vendors, we have everything from Costco to the U.S. Army, more property improvements, hangman wallpaper and paint, anything you can get out there. And it's all local and regional, which is the main focus of our home and product show. We want our vendors to be someone that you can drive 10 minutes to on a Saturday or Sunday morning and be a part of the community with.
And that helps their business throughout the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we pitch ourselves as your local, regional, community home show, and we pride ourselves on that. So, we are very affordable for our vendors. We're very affordable at the door. It's only $5 to get in, but we give everybody a dollar off coupon. So it's really only $4. Seniors are $3 and kids under 16 are free, and we have free parking for everybody. So, we encourage everybody to come on down.
Where can you get that?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Where?
Family Fun Zone. I know there's a Family Fun Zone. How about talking about that?
Sure. The Family Fun Zone. This year we're going to feature Home Depot is doing kids workshops throughout the course of the weekend. They can build birdhouses, all sorts of things they'll have there. There's going to be some snakes on display. We'll have bounce houses. The U.S. Army has got some games they're going to be setting up for the weekend. We have a mini golf course. There might be some animals roaming around. Certainly the Wolfpack mascot's going to be in the house this weekend. So there's plenty of activities for the kids. And with snow on the ground, there's really nowhere to go outside. So come on and let your kids run wild.
Absolutely.
And we don't have to worry about a snowstorm.
No. The snowstorm's out of the way for the weekend. We also have some celebrity appearances this weekend, too. Roland James, former cornerback for the Patriots in the 90s, will be there Saturday from 2 to 4. Patriots Hall of Famer, three-time Pro Bowler Steve Nelson will be there Sunday from 1 to 3.
Wow.
And WWE Hall of Famer Bob Backlund returning for his second year in a row. Very supportive of the community. He lives in Glastonbury, so he's always around locally. He'll be there Sunday all day.
Oh, that's terrific. It's really a great event. And give us the times. I know, again, it's going to be on Saturday and Sunday, but what about the times?
Sure. Saturday, we are opening the doors, our opening ceremonies, promptly at 9 a.m. We'll have a colors presentation and a national anthem, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Mike, talk a bit about, and again, our guest is Mike Vizzola, director of the North Central Connecticut Chamber of Commerce. Talk a bit about the North Central Connecticut Chamber of Commerce, what it does, the value of a membership, that sort of thing.
We're a business organization, so all of our members are businesses, whether you're a sole proprietor all the way up to the Mass Mutuals and Legos who are in Enfield. We represent Enfield, East Windsor, Suffield, and Somers, so we are a regional chamber, we have a strong community background, and we focus on advocacy for our businesses, economic development for our communities, which is something that we've really been trying to hammer home over the last year. We were part of the Amazon HQ2 proposal for Enfield, which got us a lot of publicity. We had a front page of the Boston Sunday Globe, which was huge. They did an entire article about us. So those are just some of the efforts that we've been working on and collaborating with other economic development commissions from Western Mass all the way down to Hartford.
You know, one of the things, too, organizations like yours, make people feel a real member of the town that they live in. That's one of the big things, I think, that you sell, and that's the reason that you get the crowds that you get.
Absolutely. I've been here for 2 years with the North Central Connecticut Chamber, and we've really tried to refocus and be more community-oriented, especially in the North Central region. It's a grassroots area, originating in the Tobacco Valley, so everybody's really got that homegrown feel up there. And we try and bring that out of people and, bring people together and work together. Rome wasn't built in a day. It took a community to do it, so...
Well, let's talk about this, and this is fascinating. And again, don't forget the big North Central Connecticut Chamber of Commerce Home and Product Show this Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 7 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. But talk a bit about what went into putting the pitch together in order to convince Amazon to locate its second headquarters in your region.
You really break down the marketable numbers for our particular region. We are right in the middle of Boston and New York, two top 10 markets. Certainly from a media perspective, you guys are familiar with that. But in a population area, the New England pipeline is something that is well-versed in education. We have over 200,000 students from New Haven to Amherst, Mass. In the Knowledge Corridor, and we're right in the center of all of this, between New Haven and Amherst, with all of these students, and right in the center of Boston and New York, and accessible by 84, the Mass Pike, Interstate 91, and not so far from 95. So we have the rail systems in place. We have the Connecticut River here, which is an appealing aesthetic marketable standpoint. And we have everything from agriculture to industrial business. You've seen Amazon has the distribution center over here in Windsor, Connecticut. So they understand the need. FedEx in South Windsor, they understand the need to be accessible and be able to jump on these highways and get from Boston to New York in a reasonable time frame. So we thought, why not? You can come to Enfield, Connecticut, be in the midst of Boston and New York. We got the new commuter rail system, which is going into place, so you can get to either or in just a matter of an hour or so, whether if you want to do it by mass transit or, personal transit with your car. So just made sense to us, and we figured, what do we got to lose?
So when you put the pitch together, obviously you can keep it and use it to try and lure other firms, right?
That was the mindset, and we will continue to do that and market our particular region, and hopefully we can attract some business with, the casinos coming into play. We might be a tourist destination in 5 to 10 years. Who knows? The possibilities are endless.
One of the things, just listening to that, what you just said, and having been born and raised on a farm in Enfield, mm-hmm. born in Stafford Springs, you just kind of take all of this for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And you never step back and think like you just made us think. And here's somebody that grew up here. I love the area.
Yeah.
I would never leave it. It's my home. And it's just wonderful to have somebody sit down beside you and tell you a story that you have been a part of.
Yeah. Well, and you just said it, Brad, is we are very prideful people around here. We all prideful, and we're proud of where we come from. We still here. We didn't leave and go to Boston or New York, where the possibilities are endless, and they're very accessible for both of us, But, yeah, it's very homegrown community, and we like to keep and preserve those historical values that we've all come up with. And if we can transition them and market those aspects to the masses, why not appeal and create a tourist destination
now,
out of it?
Mike, and we're talking with Mike Vizzola, director of the North Central Connecticut Chamber of Commerce. You mentioned something that's very fascinating to me, because mm-hmm. I have always thought, for example, that state lines, I know you've got to deal with different styles of state government depending on the state, but state lines sometimes are nothing more than a line in the sand. So how did you collaborate, or how do you collaborate with Western Massachusetts?
Well, it's funny you mention that, Dan. If you Enfield historically historically was originally part of Massachusetts. And the reason behind that was because the surveyors who were just using hammers and stakes in the ground didn't know where the Massachusetts boundaries were at that point. But then it became part of Connecticut. So we reached out to the Western Massachusetts Economic Development Commission, which is everybody in it includes the mayors of Springfield and Chicopee and Holyoke, and all those communities came together, and it was part of the casino effort, and they supported our Amazon pitch. So certainly anything that we can do to support them, you know, we look forward to doing that in the future as well. And I think it's very important, specifically for our region, because, you know, we're in the middle of Hartford and Springfield, but we're a tad closer to Springfield, and we have to kind of feed off Springfield a little bit more than we do off Hartford.
And the Big Home and Product Show, March 10th and 11th, this Saturday and Sunday, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, and from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. And again, Mike, this is going to be at the former Walmart. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's Walmart still has a stake in the facility. They have a lease there. They opened up a new Super Walmart right across the street on Prospect Hill Road. It's the one visible from the highway next to the old Showcase Cinemas and the proposed casino site. So there's a lot of activity going on, especially they had the demolition for the casino this weekend, the ceremonial demolition, I should say. But yeah, so Walmart's been gracious enough to donate the facility towards for us over the course of the last couple of years, and it wouldn't be possible without our other sponsors, who I'd like to mention too real quick. USA Hauling and Recycling, KeyBank are just some of our major sponsors, and they really help us pull this whole show together and get it off the ground.
And again, admission, run down the various admission prices.
Sure, it's $5 general admission for an adult to get in, but we give everybody a dollar off coupon, so it's $4 at the door, $3 for seniors, free for kids under 16, and free parking. So if you're just looking to get out of the house, free parking for everybody.
And you've got that family fun zone.
In the family fun zone, that's thanks to KeyBank. That's where our celebrity signings, Bob Backlund, Steve Nelson, Roland James, will be throughout the weekend. Home Depot workshops. First 250 kids each day get a free Lego set. So we have a lot of things going on for families this weekend.
That's terrific. So if Brad shows up, he'll get a free Lego set.
Yeah. Sure thing. Absolutely. You might get two.
All right. Mike, always a pleasure to see you.
Thanks, guys, for having me. I appreciate it.